we had Albert on in kind of a pinch hit situation because he couldn't do Tuesday because of scheduling stuff, and he's coming off vacation. So Albert very graciously agreed to do 440 with us yesterday. And some of you have probably already seen the post that I think we threw up for the station. I know the morning show talked about this as well, but it was something that because of how the show was structured yesterday, we didn't get into this. And I'll just say this. Albert Breer said the darndest thing about the Browns quarterback situation, including Deshaun Watson.
I think the weird thing about it is, guys, is like despite everything, he's still the most talented quarterback on the roster. And like as much as you invested in him and as much as you still have to invest in him going forward based on the guarantees of the contract, selling on him now, getting rid of him now, just bailing on him now would be selling really low. So like even if there's like a 1% chance that the old Deshaun Watson is going to reemerge at some point, you've already been through an entire offseason with him. Like, I don't know. Like, I just sort of feel like, you know, it makes sense to stash him, you know, and see what happens.
So that last part is what I'm going to attack first. I don't think there's anything that can happen between now, like realistically. I'm sure if I got into my brown and orange colored glasses, or if I got into my magical thinking, which I can absolutely do like the rest of us, I'm sure I could get to a point where I can imagine a situation where Deshaun surprises the football world, and then, well, maybe we give him another run, or maybe, hey, you get value for him. The only legitimate, logical path forward with Deshaun is selling low, in that he never sees the field. As long as he's under contract, Jake, there's going to be the potential threat that he plays. But this idea that, oh, you got it, 1%, you got to, you know, you don't want to sell low, you lost. They've sunk your battleship, all right? Like, you've lost. Where this season's about regrouping. I think next season is part of that regrouping, where potentially next draft is about regrouping. Specific to the idea of, well, you just never know, and you don't want to sell low on Deshaun Watson. No, I think everyone's pretty confident here and pretty comfortable with selling low on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I mean, legitimately, if you got anybody to give anything for him, you would take it, even if it was like, hey, you toss in a couple of draft picks and we'll basically eat the contract. I think everybody would pretty much be on board with that at some point. I don't know. It's still, like, I mean, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. It was something where, like, I can imagine a world where, and it's a very specific scenario. It would be something that I think is incredibly unlikely, but I think it does live to the 1% where, I mean, we've seen, like, the relationship itself, well, of course, fractured. Like, we heard Jimmy Haslam say the swing and a miss comment and everything else. It's fractured, but, it's somewhat repaired. Like, they're okay. Jimmy was at Deshaun's wedding and they were smiling in a picture together. That's something where Jimmy doesn't have to show up. If I'm Deshaun, I'm like, he gave me $230 million. Yeah, it changed my life. Thank you very much. Come to my wedding.
I pay $150 a plate for you.
Yeah. I mean, that, but it feels like, okay, it makes sense for Deshaun to invite him. If it was that bad, like, would Jimmy be like, oh, this ended up terribly, I go to your wedding too?
So I do think it, I by the way, I would commend the Browns for not letting the absolute disappointment and failure of the Deshaun trade for seeping into the personal relationship. I think that is actually a good sign. I know that that's not like I can't put 7 wins on it or 10 wins on it, yeah. But that's, to me, that shows empathy and that shows humanity, right? To not allow, because a lot of times what happens in a lot of situations is the football goes south, and then the relationship goes south. The Jimmy thing at the wedding does push back on that. What I would say, though, is like, I'm like, I understand you saying like, well, I can kind of see it. It's like, well, okay, but the problem is, we put it all on. Well, it's just been about injuries, and it's like, no. Kevin has already moved on from the offense that they were installing to get the best out of Deshaun, and they're going back to the offense that he absolutely looked like a not competent NFL quarterback in. You're not going to go back to another offense again. Unless Kevin's not the head coach, which is something maybe part of the 1%. But it's interesting. Like, I don't know what we're basing Deshaun is still the most talented quarterback in that room on, because yes, there's physical talent. I don't even know that that's true anymore. He's torn an Achilles. I don't know the guy can throw, given his shoulder, because there were times last year he didn't look like he knew where he was going. And then the problem is, what was exposed with Deshaun here was, yeah, he's athletic. Yes, he's a playmaker. but he has problems reading the defense. He has, or reading Kevin Stefanski's defense. He needs a lot more help than either Kevin knew how to give him or would give him. And that's a lot of the other things that make a quarterback successful. Oh, and we're like 5 years removed from the last time Deshaun showed actual physical talent on the field. And I think that's where it's like, okay, I know it's Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookies. So maybe it's just more about that than it is about Deshaun. I don't know. I Joe Flacco at 41 might have more physical talent left in his body than Deshaun does after two significant injuries and all the mental stuff he's gone through. And same thing with a guy like Shador, a guy who I don't even believe in, and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I think that's more what it's based in, though, is that you look around the room, and I think Joe's like the only actual argument you can make, and I don't think it's fair to look at Deshaun, even as bad as he was over the last 3 years, to be like, oh, Shador's more talented than you are right now. Like, nobody knows that. All we've seen him play in the NFL is in shorts and a helmet and throwing against essentially no defense at all. Like, I can't say he's more talented. I certainly can't say Kenny Pickett's more talented.
But see, how can you say Deshaun's more talented?
Because like, the lone idea that Deshaun put what he did on the field 5 years ago and that exists somewhere, right, even if it's just unretractable at this point, like, you cannot get that back out of Deshaun. And what was once in Houston can never be brought back, which I think is probably the case. The fact that that exists somewhere already makes him more talented than Kenny Pickett.
Well, but I can do the what-if game with Joe Flacco. What if he's just comfortable here and he bounces back to who he was 2 years ago? With Kenny Pickett, again, overdrafted, but second-round talent. Let's say that's what he really was. He might have been a third-round talent. But, okay, but he fits Kevin Stefanski's system to a T. Same thing with Dylan Gabriel. With Shador, the talent isn't why he went to the fifth round. Yep. It was all the other stuff and alleged NFL readiness. So, like, the Deshaun's talent is a myth. And that's the way we should treat it. I listen, Mike, we always made the Michael Vick comparison because they spent time away. If you look at the Michael Vick that was out of the NFL for 2.5 years or whatever it was, the guy that came back, yeah, he wasn't the same player. He couldn't move the way he used to. He actually got better as a passer, got more consistent as a passer at least. He also played in an offense that fit him instead of having a defensive head coach, but I digress. But like, I just look at this and I'm like, man, this is the island of misfit quarterbacks. Because Flacco is old. Dylan Gabriel is diminutive. Kenny Pickett has been Zach Wilson level of unplayable and isn't a special physical talent. Shador clearly comes with the social media stuff, yada, yada, yada. And then Deshaun, off the field baggage, on the field major injuries. And you haven't seen him. It was the first Trump presidency. The last time we saw Deshaun Watson do anything meaningful on a football field. Like, I think, though, like, at some point, if we say, I still got talent, where? How? Because I watched those games. Guys, I was dead-ass wrong last year. I was grasping at straws in the Oakland game, in any of the other games we saw. I was trying so hard. I needed Deshaun to succeed so hard that my analysis was skewed. I was dead-ass wrong. He was unplayable. Unplayable. And then he tore his Achilles. I can't reconcile those truths with the idea of, but he's got more talent than those guys. I'm like, they're all defective in one way or another.
Well, yeah, I think that's the problem is you've built a, like you said, it's a room of misfit toys. They're all kind of trash. Like, they're all bad. Like, I can look at,
I wouldn't say trash. That's
I did say the
Browns watch too much anime, so I'm in the mood to say something personal. But yeah,
like, I mean, I don't, obviously I'm not placing that on the rookies, but you go in with the understanding, yeah. And like, Joe is the same quarterback in Indy that he was here. It just so happened that you played garbage teams in the time that you were playing,
and he got benched twice unfairly. Like, he got blamed for losing, and it wasn't a damn fault. But go ahead.
Yeah, but so. Joe is going to throw as many touchdowns as he does interceptions. He's going to sling it, but he's also going to turn the ball over. And without a top-tier defense behind him, you get Indy last year, which they were literally like, no, you know what? Maybe Anthony Richardson isn't that bad. Maybe we can turn back to that.
All right. You got to win a game right now. You get to pick any of the five quarterbacks. Rank them. Because Joe Flacco is number one.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett was in the NFL last year, so I give him two. I'd probably go Shador. And then it really is like, all right, is it the guy who might not be able to move or can't throw the ball anymore? Or is it the guy that I watched it at three major programs and went, yeah, that's a college quarterback?
I genuinely think that I would look at DeSean, and as much as I hate it, probably place him somewhere at like two or three. Like he'd be in competition
legal.
With Kenny.
I know it's legal.
No.
But you shouldn't do it before the show.
No, I don't do it at all.
Okay, sure. Me neither.
The difference is... little truthful over here. But I don't know.
Like, somebody's father. How dare you?
DeSean, like, the offense was terrible when he was here. It was god awful. But, like, I don't know. I don't think you can win games with Kenny without, again, a top tier defense behind him, which is the exact same thing he had in Pittsburgh, which was a unplayable offense that he was contributing towards. I mean, how many multiple touchdown games does Kenny Pickett have in his career? I believe that would be 1-2. I think we're sitting right in that range where he threw two touchdowns in a game.
But at least Kenny's won games in the last three. And this is the softest like rebuttal I can give you. I don't think DeSean can win. I think he is. How do I say mentally cooked? Because I'm sure there is some like. But I'm talking about from a football perspective. I don't think he thinks he can do it anymore. I think he knows his teammates don't believe in him on the football field. It's different than off the football field anymore. I think he knows he has no support in that organization when it comes to football, not personal. And I don't think he can physically do it. I'm trying to find the way in which I can polish this that, you know, DeSean is still the most talented quarterback. And the best I can do is denigrate the four quarterbacks they do have, which is giving him a pass for the reality of the last 5 years, and certainly the last 2 years between the shoulder and the Achilles.
Yeah, I mean, I think
any
obviously...
one of those ends careers anyways.
Yeah, the injuries are obviously a big concern. He has won football games here, unfortunately. Like, that was the big sell going into last year, is he was walking in with, what, an 8-4 record, and then he goes 1-6 last year. He's still one game under 500. You can say he can't win football games. He's won almost as many as he's lost in Cleveland.
Albert Breer says DeSean is still the most talented quarterback in Cleveland. Is that so? I think it's a non-starter. I think absolutely not. Mike on Twitter saying, you got a grudge against anime or something? No, I do not. I'm just poking a little bit of fun. And I think before James Gladstone and Andrew Berry made the Travis Hunter trade, I think they played a little bit of Pokemon. I think that's how the conversation started. And after a little Dragon Ball Z, they tie loose ends. And then is it Dandan? Is that what it's called? You would know that, Mac.
Don to Don.
Yeah, that too. They did that, and that's how they sealed the trade. Yeah, so nothing against anime. I just really enjoy watching Mac squirm when I make fun of it.
They went out, they had fun with the Naruos and the three pieces and everything else, right?
Was that English? Was any of that? Was that? I didn't hear anything.
The only thing is, you don't have
I
it.
Did butcher everything yeah. that I said in yes. it. Wyatt Teller Truthers in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.